for Tao too, which is when we had the violence, the tactic that was used was no one was authorized to speak in the name of the group, and therefore no one was authorized to communicate with the administration. Therefore, it was not possible to discuss with anyone what was going to happen and what the university would tolerate and would not tolerate, and so on. That was the tactic that was used.
Was that for fear of being outlawed by the student senate, which I understand was an issue for a while?
I think it was a clever tactic, which if you are calculating a way to avoid any negotiation or co-option or cooperation with authority that you declare as illegitimate, by refusing to deal with that authority or name anyone as your leader, you obviously have created a situation where you have kind of an anarchy, a shambles, yes. And there's no way to deal with it, no way to hold anyone responsible or accountable, or even to send a letter to someone.